Hey, welcome to another episode of the TechEd Europe Countdown Show as we are counting down to Barcelona, October 28th through the 31st.
This is the second one we managed to squeeze in there.
Absolutely, we're just 12 weeks away.
We managed to get some advance notice, go and do a little recon, and this is the episode number 2 for this one here. I'm very excited. It's nostalgic going back and looking at this. I want to go back now.
I'm ready. I don't know that I can wait until October, but I'm ready to go back and check this place out.
So this particular episode, we still focus on a variety of things, a nice little mixture of different things, and we take a little bit of a touristy visit.
Well, a little bit, but there's still food involved.
Oh,
right?
It's definitely still food. But like one of the very first ones we did, which is really cool for me because I love heights, is the cable car.
Yeah,
you're not a heights person, as I found out. Unfortunately, after we booked it,
and poor producer Golnaz.
Yeah, and they both of them don't like heights, and they stayed in the middle of this car, just like hanging onto each other, looking at the windows once in a while to be able to do it. So anyway, beautiful, best views of the city. Only cost you €9 one way, about 12 and a half euros to do a return trip. Very, very cool. There's even a restaurant up there. We didn't get a chance to go there, but there's a restaurant there too, Torre del Tamar. I'm going to let you say a lot of these words because I can't even say
them. I still slaughter them, as you can see in these videos.
But so. Joey got back at me with this particular episode because he then took me to this place where I felt a little underdressed, to say the least.
Dos Cielos.
Yes.
At the top of the Sky Hotel, this place is fantastic. You want to talk about, they call this...
Gastronomy deconstruction
kind of,
or...
Well, molecular gastronomy is actually what it is. So essentially what it is that you may have something that looks like a tomato.
But it's really not.
It's really not a tomato.
Or you think you're eating dirt, but it's really not.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool. So we take you to a visit there. So kind of give you the wide range of things.
Yeah, that one there's more of an expense account, definite kind of meal.
Absolutely.
That kind of place. But then also, we decided to get all philosophical and all creative and artsy, and we went off and visited Four Cats, Cat Gâteau, or whatever it is.
Well, Gâteau how you say cat in Spanish, but it's Four Cats, which is a cool coffee place. You can sit down and contemplate things, as we mentioned.
Hemingway was a regular patron over there.
Absolutely.
So it's Picasso. And then our personal favorite for one of the restaurants that I know I'm going to definitely be going back to is Yambert. Double L
makes it yeah, as we say in the video. Absolutely.
Used to be an old fruit storage location for the Fresh Air Market just around the corner, but it's really cool, kind of like a Soho, New York style, refurbished place. Very neat place.
Super, super, super good, and it's a local favorite.
Yes.
So you're not just in the middle of a tourist trap world. And then finally, we've got to finish it off with some cocktails, and we did some fine cocktails, a great cocktail bar that's located right in the middle of the city. So, we're going to take you to Barcelona to get a sneak peek in, but before we do that, we want to make sure that you register.
Yes.
Are you registered?
Europe.mstechhead.com. I did get my registration code, so I am registered. I need to book some appropriate hotels and things.
Absolutely.
There are hotel recommendations on the site when you do register.
Get registered. Make sure you tell us what you want to see here.
As we'll see in the commentary, we are following the commentary down below in the video, but also you can go to the forums at channel9.msdn.com/forums, and then look for the TechEd Europe forums area. There's already a thread there about suggestions for what you'd like to see in the show, because we are going to be starting up our regular cadence very soon.
Very, very, very soon, because we are just, as I mentioned, T-minus 12 weeks away from TechEd Europe. We get to go back to Barcelona. Again, it's October 28th through the 31st. We hope to see you there. Let's take a flashback.
Yeah.
Back to Barcelona.
Roll that film.
So you're going to take me on a cable car, and I'm definitely afraid of heights.
Well, I think we got to mix it up somehow, right? We're going to try this out. This is the best way to see the beach, the downtown core, the downtown city, and historic pieces as you travel up to where the mountain is.
All right, sounds good. This cable car was actually built for the Second World Exposition in 1929.
By the same guy that did that pointy thing that's in Paris.
Eiffel.
Yes,
Eiffel. Actually, he built this tower here, which is on... the side of the Barceloneta.
Okay.
There's also a restaurant located upstairs. International food.
Nice.
A little pricey, but you get the views. You're paying for the views. Okay. So uh, g- great place to come if you're looking for a good view and a good dinner, maybe team building exercise.
Yes, now they fit 18 people into a car at once. In these particular cars, they don't stop in the middle tower. They go right through because there's construction going on.
Yep.
And we're gonna take it all the way up to the top of the mountain.
So this sounds like fun.
Yes, it'll be great.
It's time to get over my phobia of heights.
I'm just gonna bounce a little bit, see how much it bounces.
I'm going to kill you. You know, I pride myself in taking you places that you're going to feel the most uncomfortable.
I feel a little underdressed right now. The hat, I don't know. I don't want to take it off. I'm all sweaty, but wow.
We are at Dos Cielos, which is in the Barcelona Sky Hotel. It's super hip, super cool.
It's incredible.
This is the place for you to come. This is expense account dining at its best. Mm-hmm. You're looking to close a deal. You're looking to show off a little bit. You're looking to
impress
maybe celebrate something while you're here in Barcelona for Tech Ed. Maybe you're here, brought significant other, and you want to have a fantastic meal. This is the place to go. Now, we're here at lunchtime. So we're going to cover, they do have a lunchtime menu, or a midday menu. It starts at around 1:30 in the afternoon. And this place is all about an experience. From the time you walk out of the elevator, take an outside, have a cocktail on this amazing patio. And then when you're brought into the restaurant, you're actually brought into the kitchen and you meet the chef. And then you're seated in this area, which has seven tables, maybe eight.
Small capacity. They do have an area in the back, larger room,
yes.
More people.
Yep, 15 people. They can 14 to 15 people they can support for that if you wanted to have a little great team dinner. But again, very small. Reservations required.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely want to get reservations here. As I mentioned before, it's about an experience. So
it's a restaurant that was created by two brothers?
Yes,
twins.
Yes.
Twin brothers.
Yes.
They put everything into this.
It's yes.
Minimal handling, maximum experience, minimum processing.
It's about getting the most out of the food and doing it at a high degree of technical. And it is a one Michelin star restaurant.
Ooh.
And they got their first Michelin star in 2010 and have been awarded it every year since. So this is, you know, we've had some good food. This is going to be one of those experiences.
I've ever had a Michelin star restaurant experience yet. So
Even though you're extremely uncomfortable, you'll deal with it.
Yes, absolutely. I don't want to touch anything.
Yeah, exactly. Every meal starts off with kind of a taster, kind of an appetizer, mm-hmm. kind of a tasting menu. There are four items in that. And they vary. The menu actually varies. For lunch, it's varied every month.
Okay.
They highlight, showcase a new item. This month happens to be asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
And then dinner. The dinner menu changes four times a year based on the seasons. Because it's all about, again, that high degree, the quality of the food, and what's available. For lunch, you get four courses, along with the dessert course, and coffee and water. It's €49 for the midday. Meal. Again, only available Tuesday through Friday. And then for dinner, it's actually a 9-course meal.
Wow.
Plus the four snacks, as they call it. They call it the snacks. And that is €100.
And that's
for the tasting menu.
That's for the food? And there's wine on top of that as well, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so for wine, additional wine, if you wanted a sommelier to pair your meal, that's going to be €49 in addition there. And then, of course, they have this amazing cheese cart that we actually saw drive by here just a little bit ago. and that can come by your table. They've got full portions or half portions. Now, if you don't want the full 2-hour plus 9-course meal experience, they do also have a side menu. I don't want to call it a side menu. It's a menu where you can order individual things off of the menu. And traditionally, they recommend that you pick about four items from that. And they range in the 30 to 40 euro. Range. The most popular one on that side menu is the foie gras ravioli.
Foie gras ravioli.
Yep, foie gras ravioli. They've kept it on the menu because the customers like it so much they keep coming and getting it. So Dos Cielos is the name of the place. It's in the Barcelona Sky Hotel. come check this out. With your expense account or with your significant other, if you're looking to impress, fantastic place, amazing views. They seat somebody, one person facing the kitchen, one person facing these amazing views.
Now this is just on the outskirts of 228, the section of town they call 228. It's a high-tech area, yep. New buildings, lots of new companies coming
by,
this
by
way.
By the big glass cucumber.
Yeah, I saw that when we drove in there. It looks like a
absolutely,
cucumber.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the views you have just right here behind us in section 228.
Come check it out. Dos Cielos. So I was thinking, buddy, we needed a place to sit down and exchange some ideas.
Well, apparently this place is the place to exchange ideas.
Oh?
We've got Picasso and we've got Hemingway. Well, we used to sit in this very table.
This very table.
This is the reserve table to talk philosophically about life and about creation. So this is the place called the Four Cakes.
No, Four Cats.
Cake.
Cats.
Gâteau is cake.
No, it's just...
Oh, gâteau is cake in French. In Spanish, gâteau is cat.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the Four Cats. This is the place to go and have coffee and think about life. Or yeah. They have beer here?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just got an Americano.
Yeah. Well, we needed some coffee.
Okay.
We're fading a little bit.
Okay.
Fading a little bit. So you want to check this out. It's in the Gothic area. It's over 115 years old, and the architecture is all the same. As is a lot of the furniture and other things that you've got here. So come check it out, Four Cats. We have an awesome Gothic area right here in Barcelona.
The stained glass is awesome.
Yeah, and there's some amazing paintings and pictures in the other room as well. So come check it out.
How would you explain this place? Like, it feels like I'm in like Soho or something.
You are in Barcelona's version of Soho. We're at Llambert.
That's a double L. Apparently, double L makes a ya or a ja based on the dialect. I just learned that.
Yes. Well done. You're getting better at your Spanish.
So we're literally inside of an old warehouse that used to be used to mature and store fruit because we're right across the street from an old historic main food distribution center.
Yes, which is now a museum, El Born. So that's the neighborhood area near the church Santa Maria del Mar. And I didn't use all my really cool Spanish that
accents.
I've learned here.
No, it doesn't work.
No, I did. It's not been working this entire trip. But this neighborhood is super cool. There's a lot of things happening here. There's a lot of cocktail bars around the area.
Yep.
Actually, they have a cocktail bar here.
Okay.
Along with plenty of wine. This place is fantastic because it's not designed so much for tourists, though a lot of tourists come by. Mm-hmm. It's not designed specifically for locals, though a lot of locals come by. They source their product from a variety of regions, but one particularly up in the north, in Astoria, where they bring in a lot of things. In fact, one of the things that they're very, very well known for is a cheese.
A cheese?
It's a blue cheese, and you're all about the blue cheese.
I know. This blue cheese is actually stored in a cave. It's tended to by a guy named Pepe.
Did you name him?
No. His name's actually Pepe.
Oh, okay.
And he basically checks the maturity of the mold growing inside the cheese. And when it's not quite to his liking, he simply covers it back up, and then he washes each individual cheese with his hands from water he's collected from the stalactites.
That is awesome.
Right there. You keep on talking.
Yeah, I'll keep talking. You go ahead and get it. Again, the style of this is more a family style, tapas kind of thing. For a party of four, you're going to want to order 8 dishes. And as I mentioned before, this is not touristy prices. Their wine list is huge. I want to say there was 120 different varieties of wine by the bottle. There's another 30 by the glass. How's that cheese working for you?
The bread's very crunchy. You can probably hear it in my mic. But if you could eat smell-o-vision for this cheese.
Oh. We don't have scratch and sniff on Channel 9 yet. They're working on it, though. I hear they're working on it. Obviously very, very well known for their presentation. This isn't kind of a stuffy restaurant. This is really, really kind of cool. All around the restaurant here, you'll see that the brick has basically been reclaimed. There was a previous restaurant in this facility that was painted all black, so they've reclaimed it all. It's It's back to its natural colors. It's a fantastic restaurant. You've got to come. It's open from 1300, which is 1 p.m., all the way up until midnight, 7 days a week. Plenty of cocktails to have, plenty of fantastic food, and it's making me hungry. So it's really, I cannot recommend this place more. Fantastic atmosphere, even for those who are trying to pretend like they're hip like me.
I know. Pepe does a good job on the cheese, I gotta say. That stuff's good. He also looks after these ones too, so I gotta try some of these.
Yeah, here. And I won't mind your reach.
It's all right.
So come check it out. It's Yambert in, as they call it, the Soho neighborhood, or Elborn neighborhood, right here in Barcelona. At the end of the day, you need a cocktail.
We always track down the cocktail bars.
It's just, it's a natural instinct.
Craft beer and cocktail bars. That works.
That's just how it works. And we're here at Bolatas, which is just around the corner from La Meridian Hotel, which is the hotel we happen to be staying at
right.
This time. Opened in 1933.
And Bolatas used to actually work at a bar called La Florida. Florida,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Which used to be famous for daiquiris.
Oh,
but this bar is famous for martinis.
They say here the dry martini is the best in all of Barcelona.
So you got dry martinis, but my favorite, the mojito.
Ooh.
So I'm having a mojito coming up very soon, hopefully.
It's going to be fantastic.
We'll see how it goes. We've got four or five different guys behind the bar, all immaculately dressed in tuxedos with cummerbunds. And bow ties.
At this point, I feel like a member of the Rat Pack.
I'm waiting to start going into some kind of song. Going
Thanks,
off,
Sammy.
Right on. Hey, going down the street.
Okay,
but
stop.
They would not give me one of the jackets to be able to wear. So they do have their standards.
Absolutely. So you want to check this place out. It is closed on Sunday. However, it's open from 12 o'clock noon and right up until 2 a.m. So come check out Bolatas and get yourself a fantastic cocktail.